three candidates are vying to win the Democratic primary this year for the U.S. Senate. Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams has the most organized campaign. He says his local government experience would serve Alaskans well.
I think that having a small-town mayor in Washington, D.C. would better reflect the values of our state.
McAdams says at the local government level, things get done. But that's not how he sees things working in Congress.
The stock and trade of politics in Washington, D.C. is that you join a caucus organization, and if you become leadership in that caucus, which Senator Murkowski has become, you spend your time working to shame, blame, scapegoat, and grandstand on issues pointed directly at the opposite party.
McAdams is anticipating a win in Tuesday's primary. He's already planning his campaign to defeat either Joe Miller or incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski in the general election. He says he's raised about $25,000 for that effort, a fraction of the funds Murkowski has on hand. Frank Bondasar is challenging McAdams in the Democratic primary. He says he would like to rein in corruption in Washington and make other big changes.
Reverse the deterioration in our democracy after 28 years of Bush-Reagan fascism reinforce the gains that we've made so far as health care reform and trying to restructure the economy and undo the damage done by 28 years of Bush-Reagan fascism.
Bondasar lives in Homer and describes himself as a lawyer, engineer, and part-time thrift store worker. He's lived in Alaska for more than 20 years. Bondasar has been a candidate for U.S. Senate several times and has also run for the U.S. House. When asked why he keeps running, he says, "Hope springs eternal." A third primary candidate, Jacob Seth Kern, is on the ballot but did not respond to interview requests in time for this story. Voters will weigh in on Tuesday in the primary for the U.S. Senate race.